You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today we have a returning guest. Joe Fowler is the producer of two new Mormon messages, and we've interviewed him in the past about other Mormon messages that are just exceptional that he's worked on. And he has another one that just came out called Refiner's Fire. Thank you so much for being here today.
Sure, you're welcome.
First, just tell me about the idea behind it and how you came up with the concept.
So this is completely nerdy, but I am really fascinated with like blacksmithing in a sense of how, you know, a blacksmith will take raw, unprocessed metal and through heat and violence and adversity can turn it into something practical, a tool or whatever. And this analogy of the refiner's fire, and I understand that a refinery is different than a blacksmith. But the process is very similar. It's still through the process of heat and adversity that something is perfected and purified. And so this analogy of a refiner's fire relating to the challenges and the trials and struggles that we go through, helping us to be better people, has always been – I really love that analogy. And so like all the videos that I've done, they start very personal, and usually it starts with – something that I feel like I'm struggling with or something I'm wondering about. And this was one where probably at the time I was going through some difficulties, just some trials that were kind of overwhelming for me. And I wanted to understand, I get a better understanding of why the Lord allows these things to happen to us or why he puts us in these situations. When there are things that we've done, there's a reason for that. It's called sin and we deserve that. But when there are things that choices that we didn't make, they're just things that are happening to us, that's where the question comes up of why. And I think a lot of people have that question. Why is this happening to me?
Why do bad things happen to good people?
Right. And so in my exploration, and that's what's the interesting thing about working for the church and in my job being a filmmaker for the church is I get to spend a lot of time diving into the words of the brethren and the scriptures and the gospel and trying to craft and create stories. And so it's very easy for me to take some time to do research and try to figure out, okay, why do bad things happen to good people? That kind of started the path in learning more about this and my motivation in making a video and to help other people understand it as well.
So what do people see? Can you kind of describe the first part of the video for us?
We start by showing a blacksmith, and this is just an unknown person, and he is basically getting ready. He's setting up his shop. He's looking through different pieces of metal. He's preparing to make whatever he's going to make, and it's a mystery what he's going to make. The entire video, we don't know what that is. We don't hear anyone talking yet. It's just taking the time to kind of figure out what this creator is going to create. And then we hear the voice of this woman. Her name's Kim Martin, as she tells the story of her family. And her husband has this very rare gene that makes him very susceptible to cancer. And he unfortunately passed that on to pretty much all of her children. Huh. And so within about a 10-year period, this is not actually in the video, but within about a 10-year period, there were 7 cancers that went through their family and took the life of her husband, 2 of her children. She has another daughter who's still struggling right now with it. And it was a lot. And that's obviously, it's a lot for anybody. And so we tell her story at the same time we're showing this blacksmith going through the process of creating something beautiful out of this raw metal.
So where does the title, The Refiner's Fire, come from and sort of the symbolism behind it?
So it's from the scriptures. The Savior uses that example. Actually, it's from Isaiah, if I remember correctly. Now I sound like an idiot. So I think it's from Isaiah. But Elder Cook talked about it in one of his conference talks, and he uses that analogy. And basically, it's at the end of the piece, but he talks about how the refiner's fire is a very real thing, and that process, that horrible, violent process, purifies and perfects us.
What did you take away from this remarkable woman's story?
So before we interviewed her on camera, I talked to her on the phone and kind of had a couple pre-interviews just to see if her story would work best for this analogy. And I felt the same way everyone else does when I heard her story. I just thought it was so awful. But she said something that stood out to me that really was the message of this. And it's not just about us being better people. It's about what we get from these experiences. We can learn in all different ways. Some people learn easier than others. I'm the type of person that if I see something bad happen to them, I think I'm not going to make that same mistake. And some people have to learn from their own mistakes. But what she got from this, what she realized, is that there are things that she wouldn't have gotten, positive, wonderful things she wouldn't have gotten if she hadn't gone through this thing. So it ended up being a good thing for her. And that sounds horrible. But what she said was that she realized that the greater level of adversity you go through equals the greater capacity for joy in your life. And again, this isn't something in the video, but she talks about how during some of the most difficult times where, you know, her couple of her children are really struggling with cancer and her husband's struggling, and there was this break that they had, this one small break in between hospital visits where the whole family was together. And it was 4th of July, and she described this, and she's getting emotional. She's describing the story to me, and she described it just as, we had a barbecue, there were fireworks, we had food, and we were together. And everyone does that. It seems so simple. But the way she described it, it seemed like the most amazing couple of days that she ever had. And what I realized was something that seems pretty amazing to you and me is at a different level. The same experience was at a different level of joy for her or others who have been through experiences like that. But she said the caveat is you have to tap into that. I think there are a lot of people who go through adversity and don't realize that they can tap into that increased capacity, that increased joy because of anger, bitterness, sorrow, whatever that reason is, a lack of understanding of how those things work. And that's what I got from that. What I learned was as these horrible things might be happening to me, how can I tap into this blessing of increased joy? Because that's the purpose of life, is to feel happy and to feel joy and feel blessed. And the Lord's trying to give us a greater opportunity to have those feelings.
And that's where I think free agency comes in a lot, because we all have these horrible things that happen to us. Maybe not to that extent. That's a lot for one person to handle, and I don't know many people that have dealt with that much. But we all have these trials that come our way, and how we choose to deal with that going forward is our choice.
Correct. Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
What do you hope that people take away from this message when they watch it?
Hope, really. So I know that the way that we've crafted this, and especially hearing her story, that you're just going to feel probably pretty terrible at the beginning, and I feel awful that I've done that to people. But hopefully by the end, they will start to feel hope, because that's what happened to Kim. Like she found joy after these experiences. And I hope that when people watch this, that when they look at their own terrible things, their own adversity, that they will see the Lord's hand in that, that really what he's doing is he is crafting them into the person that he wants them to be. And it's not an easy process, and it's not a pleasant process, but it's a necessary one.
Well, the video is called The Refiner's Fire. It's a Mormon message. And where can people watch it?
They can watch it on the Mormon Channel. They can watch it on the Mormon Channel's YouTube page, and most likely on LDS.org.
Okay.
And it'll hopefully be all over Facebook and other social media.
Well, Joe Fowler, a very talented producer here at Mormon Channel, thank you so much.
You bet.